All right, back in Kingsford, our halftime show continues, and one of our player spotlight interviews is Aaron Hughes, who got Play of the Week last week, and so that's an automatic interview this week. How you doing, Big?
Good. You?
Hey, I'm doing good. How you feel about tonight?
Feeling pretty good. Feeling pretty confident about tonight.
Well, everyone's going to want you to describe that play last week when Eli Cody intercepted that ball for Nagani and was headed back for a pick six, and you said no.
Yeah, he wasn't outrunning me. I was catching up to him, and I was like, he's pretty slow, so I just kept catching up and just tackled him. So that's all it went down.
Yeah, that was a huge play. I'm sure the coaches were pretty pleased with that at the time.
Yes, they were, because it was a game changer. It changed everyone's mindset on the sideline.
Yeah, it was. I thought because of the momentum, it was an 8-7 game at the time. They ended up not scoring, and then what do? We bring the kickoff back to the house, and that turns things.
Yes, it does. The whole sideline when Casey took the football back to the end zone was electric. It was amazing.
Well, tell me about you did a little bit in our interview last week, but we'll do it again. Talk a little about how you have dedicated yourself to this team and to yourself personally, physically.
For this year, I mean, I worked out this year for the football team just to improve my size and ability to move around the field, and I feel like that has greatly, can't think of the word, but just greatly put my playing time into use, or whatever you want to call it.
Well, it's certainly moved you up the totem pole, right? And it's given you as a junior a lot of opportunity.
Yes, it has. Yeah, I mean, I've been able to make these great big plays because, I mean, I got speed behind me. I'm in cross country. I mean, I've been lifting for a lot, and that's just been helping me out a lot.
We'll talk a little about that and what cross country and track helps you with football. I know, obviously, your brother, Drew, a hell of a runner, and yourself, you ran a lot of miles with him.
Yes, I did. It's weird now because since he's at basic military training now, so I just got to put my miles on by myself. So I think 2 weeks ago, the Tuesday of the week of the Nagani game, I ran 9 miles in one day. I mean, I felt pretty good doing it. And the next days, I took a rest the next day, then I ran again the next day, and then I rested for the game. So it's pretty good.
Is it weird running without him?
Oh, certainly. It's super weird. It's very weird, but, I mean, it's a big adjustment for me to get used to, obviously, but I got used to it now.
Well, I'm still not used to when I get a snap from him, it's not him.
No, it's not him. It's his girlfriend, but it'll be him soon.
Yeah, what, another couple weeks?
Yes, two and a half weeks, actually.
So what have you done to get yourself ready for tonight? Because you know Kingsford's going to be a very tough opponent again.
We watched film. I got all my stuff done that I need to know. I just been getting myself stretched out, and I'm just able to move around right now. So
tell me about what your plans are. You still have another year of high school, but what would you like to do?
Honestly, I have no clue yet. Kind of undecided on what I want to do, but either something with medical or something with the trades right now.
All right, well, that's where the money is. Don't be a radio guy like me. You will not have any money.
Yeah.
All right, Hughes, give your shout-outs, man.
My parents and all my family coming to the game tonight.
Okay, Aaron Hughes, everybody, at our halftime show. We'll have more from here in Kingsford after these words. You're listening to the Gladstone Braves Football Network.